The Full Monty. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's all out there now. Andrew Breitbart, who broke the Anthony Weiner story, never intended to publish that last picture. He was merely showing it to a couple of radio hosts on his cell phone. But who knew the studio webcams would get a shot of it? And at that point, it practically tweeted itself. The long-awaited full disclosure of Anthony Weiner's long-form man certificate. So there's nothing more to blackmail him with. But that's about the only good news for Congressman Weiner. It's never a good idea for a congressman to tweet his unbridled manhood. But when the country's sinking in debt, people are losing their homes, when your wife is pregnant, and you're sexting a blackjack dealer and making dirty pictures, if you're bored, play golf. And now the walls are closing in. Senator Harry Reid can't defend him. Former head of the DNC, Tim Kaine, says resign. And now a Democratic member of Congress, Alison Schwartz of Philadelphia, says the same.
We work so hard as members of Congress to build trust and confidence with our constituents. And to my mind, this is appalling behavior, but it's also a violation of that confidence.
That old country tune was never more true, fellas.
You're tweeting hard. May need a friend. But unless you're fully dressed, do not press send.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.